Welcome to the Rise and Walk podcast, where we dive into daily Bible devotions to inspire and guide you on your spiritual journey. Today, we're diving into a powerful verse from the Bible that offers guidance on how we can support and uplift one another. Today, quote as Bible verse, is from 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 14. We urge you, brothers, admonish the idle, cheer the faint-hearted, support the weak, be patient with all.
Let's dive into what it means to admonish the idle in a Christian context. Now, this doesn't mean we should go around scolding people for not doing enough. Instead, it's about gently encouraging and motivating those who might be lacking direction or struggling with productivity. Think of it as a friendly nudge to help someone get back on track. We've all had moments where we've felt stuck or unmotivated. That's why it's crucial to approach this with empathy and understanding. Maybe someone in your life is feeling lost or unsure about their next steps. As Christians, we have the opportunity to come alongside them, offer support, and help them rediscover their purpose. Remember, the goal isn't to criticize or make someone feel bad about themselves. It's about inspiring them to tap into their God-given potential and pursue their goals with renewed energy and focus. By offering words of encouragement and practical support, we can help others overcome obstacles and find their way forward. Now let's talk about cheering the faint-hearted. Life can be tough, and we all face moments when we feel discouraged or disheartened. As Christians, we have a unique opportunity to be a source of comfort and support for those who are struggling. But what does this look like in practice? First, it's about being present. Sometimes just being there for someone can make a world of difference. Listen without judgment, offer a shoulder to cry on, or simply sit in silence with them. Your presence alone can be incredibly comforting. Next, offer words of encouragement. Remind them of their strengths, their past victories, and the love God has for them. Share relevant Bible verses that can offer hope and reassurance. Remember, your words have the power to lift spirits and renew faith. Practical acts of kindness can also go a long way. Maybe it's preparing a meal, helping with a task, or sending a thoughtful card. These small gestures can show that you care and that they're not alone in their struggles. Lastly, pray with and for them. Invite God's comfort and strength into their situation. Sometimes when we're feeling low, it's hard to find the words to pray. By praying together, you're helping to bridge that gap and reinforcing their connection with God. Now let's talk about supporting the weak. This goes beyond just physical weakness. It encompasses emotional, mental, and spiritual vulnerabilities as well.
As Christians, we're called to be a pillar of strength for those who need it most. Think about the people in your life who might be struggling. Maybe it's a friend going through a tough time, a family member battling depression, or a coworker facing a crisis of faith. These are all opportunities for us to step up and offer our support. Supporting the weak isn't about fixing their problems. It's about being present, listening without judgment, and offering encouragement. Sometimes it's as simple as sending a text to check in or offering to pray with someone. Other times it might involve more practical help like providing a meal or helping with errands. By extending compassion and fostering a sense of community, we create a safe space for people to heal and grow. Remember, we're all weak in some areas, and by supporting others, we build a stronger, more loving community of believers. Now let's talk about being patient with all. This is perhaps one of the most challenging aspects of our Christian walk, but it's also one of the most important. Patience isn't just about waiting. It's about how we behave while we're waiting. In our fast-paced world, it's easy to become impatient with others who don't meet our expectations or move at our pace. But remember, everyone has their own journey, their own struggles, and their own pace of growth. Being patient means showing understanding when someone's perspective differs from ours. It means taking a deep breath and responding with kindness when faced with difficult personalities. It's about recognizing that everyone has their own circumstances that shape their actions and reactions. Practicing patience doesn't mean we become doormats. Instead, it's about responding with grace, just as Christ responds to us with infinite patience. By cultivating patience, we not only improve our relationships, but also reflect God's love to those around us. Let's talk about how we can practically apply these principles in our daily lives. It's one thing to understand the concepts, but it's another to put them into action. First, when it comes to admonishing the idle, consider offering gentle encouragement to a friend or family member who might be struggling with motivation. This could be as simple as sending a supportive text message or offering to be an accountability partner. For cheering the faint-hearted, make it a point to reach out to someone you know is going through a tough time. A phone call, a handwritten note, or even a small act of kindness can go a long way in lifting someone's spirits. Supporting the weak might involve volunteering at a local charity, offering to help an elderly neighbor with errands, or simply being a listening ear for someone dealing with emotional challenges. Lastly, practice patience in your daily interactions. When faced with frustrating situations, take a deep breath and respond with kindness. Remember, everyone is fighting their own battles. By consistently applying these principles, we can create a ripple effect of positivity and compassion in our communities.
Let's close with a prayer. Dear Lord, we come before you with hearts open, asking for your guidance as we strive to live out your teachings. Help us to gently encourage those who feel lost or unmotivated, offering support and understanding in their time of need. Give us the compassion to comfort the faint-hearted, to be a source of hope and strength for those who are struggling. Teach us to support the weak with kindness and to be a pillar of strength for those who need it most. And Lord, grant us the patience to show grace and understanding to everyone we encounter, reflecting your love in all we do. May our words and actions bring encouragement, comfort, and healing, just as you have done for us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you for joining us on today's episode. We hope the message has encouraged and uplifted you, reminding us all of the power of compassion, patience, and support in our daily walk. Let's carry these principles into our lives, offering love and grace to those around us. May God bless you abundantly as you strive to reflect His light. Until next time, stay blessed, keep spreading kindness, and remember, you are a vessel of God's love in the world.